Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Sermons of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood.
Hi, this is Abiong. In the first half of Hebrews chapter 7, we encountered Melchizedek as this mysterious Old Testament priest, and that he points to Jesus, whose priesthood goes way beyond the old system. We will finish chapter 7 today. Hebrews chapter 7, verses 11 to 28. Now, if perfection had been attainable through the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need would there have been for another priest to arise according to the order of Melchizedek, rather than the one named according to the order of Aaron? For when there is a change in the priesthood, there is necessarily a change in the law as well. For the one of whom these things are spoken belonged to another tribe, from which no one has ever served at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord was descended from Judah, and in connection with that tribe, Moses said nothing about priests. This becomes even more evident when another priest arises in the likeness of Melchizedek, who has become a priest not according to a legal requirement concerning bodily descent, but by the power of an indestructible life. For it is witnessed of him, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." On the one hand, a former commandment is set aside because of its weakness and uselessness, for the law made nothing perfect. On the other hand, a better hope is introduced through which we draw near to God. And it was not without an oath. Those who formerly became priests took their office without an oath, but this one was addressed with an oath. "The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever." This makes Jesus the surety of a better covenant. The former priests were many in number because they were prevented by death from continuing in office. But he holds his priesthood permanently because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able for all time to save those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For it was fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, blameless, unstained, separated from sinners, exalted above the heavens. He has no need, like those high priests, to offer sacrifices daily, first for his own sins and then for those of the people. He did this once for all when he offered up himself. Indeed, the law appoints men in their weakness as high priests, but the word of the oath, which came later than the law, appoints a son who has been made perfect forever. In verse 25 it says, "Consequently, he is able for all time to save those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them." The old way, priests, sacrifices, rituals, could never truly erase sin. But Jesus, he changes everything. He's the ultimate high priest, holy, blameless, and never failing. And the best part? He's fighting for you, right now, always, no matter where you've been or what you've done. Jesus is standing in the gap, interceding for you. The question is, do you trust him completely? Think about it. How does knowing Jesus is interceding for you give you confidence in your faith? If you are saved for all time, how should that impact your everyday life?
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.